in Parshas Emor. One parasha this week. First pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron, Zomart aleihem u'nefesh v'yitama ba'amod. In order to refresh my father, what's the double lashon? Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron, say to Kohanim b'nei Aaron, Zomart aleihem, and say to them. Why? What's Emor? Zomart. Rashi learns Emor Zomart, because of a hazeg gedayim al Kohanim, to warn the Kohanim Huagadayim, to supervise over the Kohanim Ketanim, so on. There are many pshatim that are said. The Vaditchiv, Rav Levi, the Vaditchiv says over a very nice insight. And he says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aleihem. Before you tell the Kohanim, all the halachas, all the dinim of Kohuna, all the kedush of Kohuna, there's a hakdomah that you have to tell them. This first, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Tell the Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Give them an introduction, and then be on marathon, and then you can tell them all the demons. Says the Badishiva, what's this Hagdama? What's necessary to give an introduction to the Kohanim before teaching them Hilchos Kohuna? He says, the Kohanim, Moshe comes and tells them, oh, you're Kodosh, you're holy, you could eat Kachim, you could eat Trumas, you could do things that a Zohar can't do, you could do the Avodin of Beis HaMikdosh. The Kohanim might feel a little bit of Gaiva. They're special. They're elevated. They're holier than everybody else. Therefore, Hashem told Moshe, first tell the Kohanim a little Hagdamah. Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Tell the Kohanim, you know why you're Kadosh. You know why you can do the Avodah. It's not in your own Zchus, but rather it's b'nei Aaron. Because you're the children of Aaron. You're the sons of Aaron. It's only the Zchus always. It's only the Zchus of your ancestor, of Aaron HaKohen, the tzaddik that he was, that you're Zoyche, to have these privileges and to be Kodesh than everybody else. But a person has privileges, but it didn't come from his own Kayach, it didn't come from his own doing, it came because of Schus Avos, then there's no Mokum for Gaiva. How could I be about Gaiva with somebody else if I didn't earn it, it was given to me? Hashem said to Moshe, first, Emor Kohanim, Terek Aharon, you know who you are? You're B'nai Aaron. You know where all the Kedusha comes from. You know where all these Schusim come from. You know why you can do the Avodah. You're all B'nai Aaron. It's not in your Schus, the Schus, your father, the Schus Aaron HaKohen. The Megal, once they have the message that they're B'nai Aaron, and there's no room for Gaiva, oh, then go Martel, and then you can go ahead and tell them all the Dinim of Kohuna. Or the Kedusha that they have, or the privileges that they have, because now they'll know the B'nai Aaron, and there's no Mokum Feni Gaiva. Right after Sheni, we have the Parsha of Mumin. The Pasuk says, Perik Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Mitzayin, Yitches, Dabel Aaron Lema, Ish Mizarach L'Doi Roysa, Mashiyah V'Aymum, V'Yikrav, L'Hakri V'Chimokov, Kicholesh Asher V'Aymum L'Yikrav. A man with a mum, a kain with a mum, can't do the Avodah. In Masech the Bechairis, we have Mishnayis that list off all the Mumin that pass over Kayin, who are then the Bechairis possible with Mumin, and a Behemoth possible with Mumin, and so on. Mumin, there are Mumin in Gashmias, and there are Mumin in Ruchnias. A person can have a physical Mum. A physical Mum, a person can't hide. It's obvious. A Mum Shebegolo is obvious to all. But some people have a Mum in the character, a Mum in the Ruchnias, and that is not obvious. It's not obvious to all. We all know people have a tendency that when they see a mum by somebody else, they notice it very fast. But when the same mum exists in themselves, they don't seem to notice it. I saw a cute little story today. There was a newly married couple moved into a new apartment, and the first morning they're sitting eating breakfast, and they're looking out the window, and the wife says to her husband, oh, look at that lady hanging out her laundry in the yard. She's hanging out the laundry to dry. It's all dirty. She didn't do the wash. How could she hang it up to dry? The sheets are dirty and the shirts are dirty. How? That's called doing the laundry. The next morning, they eat breakfast again. And she looks at the window and she sees the same lady hanging up another batch of laundry. And she looks again. The laundry is dirty. It's not clean. And she says to her husband, that's called doing the laundry. Someone has to go speak to that lady and tell her what it means to do the laundry. The next morning, they're eating breakfast. She looks at the window and she can't believe it. The laundry is clean. The sheets are white. It's hanging up. Everything looks very clean out the window. And she says to her husband, wow, did you speak to her? Somebody must have spoken to that lady and taught her how to do the laundry. And the husband says, no, I didn't speak to her. I just washed the windows this morning. I washed the windows and now the windows are clean and you can see through clearly. The bottom line is, we're laughing, but that's us. We look at everybody else, look through dirty windows. We see the stains in everybody else. We see the movement in everybody else. We see the flaws in everybody else, but we don't realize that it's our window that has a problem. It's our window that's dirty. If we clean our window, we'd see a whole different picture of everybody else. Chazal tell us, call a poisel the mum my poisel. One apostle is somebody else with a mum, in reality, he has that mum. It's our window that's dirty. It's our window that needs cleaning. So when we look at other people, befrap you may sphira, shoinogo kovet zevezeh, and you know, looking at somebody favorably, if we see a mum by somebody else, before we judge somebody else, let's look at ourselves and see if we need, and see if we need fixing before we go ahead and look bit at somebody else. Perichof beis, posik lamed beis, v'leisechalu shem kochi, v'nekdashdi b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I think, is that right, posik?
Chof beis.
Okay, so.
Chof gimel?
V'leisechalu?
V'leisechalu.
Perichof gimel.
Perichof
gimel, posik? Chof gimel lamed beis. Shreich. Okay, so what's the chavu Hashem Koshi, Hashem Koshi, v'nekdashdi b'soich b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem. And Rashi says, v'nekdashdi is mosor atzmecha v'kadesh shmi. Give yourself over, be mekadesh my shame, yochol b'yochid, I might think privately, tamad loyma b'soich b'nei Yisrael, v'nekdashdi among b'nei Yisrael. U'chushahu moysa atzmoy, when he gives himself over, yimsoy atzmoy amenas lomtz. He should be prepared to die. And that's called Mesiras Nefesh, v'nekdashdi b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Tell of a famous story. I'm sure everyone knows the story, but the point of the vort at the end is a beautiful vort. Famous maestro when the Bereshiva Rebbe was during the Mechoma, he was in the camps. They heard that one day there'll be a transport of young ladies with newly born babies coming to the camps, Lo'aleinu. And that towards the evening, later in the afternoon, the transports arrived and saw ladies coming off holding newly born young babies. Suddenly one lady breaks away from the crowd and she comes running and she saw the Bereshiva Rebbe standing and she runs to him and says, do you have a knife? Famous story. Do you have a knife? And he doesn't know what she wants. Do you have a knife? He thought the worst. Maybe she wants the Chas V'Shalom end her life. So he starts speaking to her and he tells her, that's not the way Klal Yisrael behaves. I feel cherev chada. Even if sharp sword is munachas al tzavar shirodom, lying on a person's neck, after siyoy shmin arachamim, don't give up hope, and he speaks to her. There was a Nazi machshmoy standing right there, and he sees the lady talking, and he walks over, what does she want? So the Bereshiva Rebbe had no choice. He said, she asked me for a knife. So the Nazi figured, I'll have some fun. So he takes his knife, and he gives it to her. Let's see what she'll do with it. She quickly puts the baby on the ground, undresses the baby, takes the knife, makes a bracha, baruch hashem rishon mitzvos tzivon val hamila, I said she knew how to make a bris, and she was mild the baby. And she was mild the baby. When she was mild the baby, she picks up the baby, and she hugs the baby, and she says, now you're a member of Klal Yisrael. Now we're ready to die, HaKadosh Hashem. Now we're a member of Klal Yisrael, now we can die. The Bereshiva Rebbe heard that, he said, now I understand Pshat in the Pasuk. V'nekdashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Before one can be Mekayim Kiddush Hashem, he has to be B'soich, he has to become a Yid, he has to be B'nai Yisrael. A person, before he goes to Mekayim Shem Shemayim, he has to be B'nai Yisrael. When a person Mekayim Shem Shemayim, a person has the proper Kavanah, a person does Tshuva, the Kiddush Hashem, the tremendous Kiddush Hashem. It's well known for Rabbi Chanan, before Rabbi Chanan was taken out to be killed by the Nazis with his Talmidim, Rabbi Chanan told them, that with carbon, it's just like a carbon is put on the Mizbeach, and a carbon is brought up to Hashem, now that we're taking the Bekil, the Kiddush Hashem, we're a carbon. And what's the halacha by a carbon? A machshava pigol, machshava pasul, passels the carbon. So he told them, we have to do tshuva, have a hurry tshuva, and think only proper machshavas. I want to be a kosher, a carbon of Hashem, because a carbon is kosher only with the proper machshavas, not with the wrong machshavas. V'nekdashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael. When it comes to v'nekdashni, a kiddush Hashem, have to make sure that it's b'soich b'nei Yisrael as either a nachas shalom, a nachas shalom the other way around. Eile moyadei Hashem mikroi kodesh. It says about the Yom Tovim, Perichof Gimel, Pasuk Dalid, these are the Mayadim, the times, the Yom Tovim of Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh. Chavetz Chaim, means that the Pasuk in Mishlei, B'chol derechecha de'ehu, v'hu yashar chesecha. All your ways, know Hashem, your paths should be straight, your steps should be straight. So the Chavetz Chaim, pshat in the Pasuk is, that everything that a person does during the week, person goes to work during the week, person does a shopping during the week, whatever activities a person does during the week, it's all a person, all those avoidas, even though it looks like on the surface it's a mundane activity, it's a weekday activity, has no kedusha. The person does it in order to be able to have parnasa, in order to serve Hashem, to be able to have money, to do mitzvahs, mechanech his children, be mechabed Shabbos, be mechabed Yom Tiv. So he takes all the weekday activities and he turns them into kedusha. B'chol derechecha de'eyu. All your ways, whatever a person does, de'eyu, it's a way of knowing Hashem, provided a person does it properly. Body says, the test is, what happens on Shabbos and Yom Tov? What does a person do with his time on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The person takes the Shabbos and the Yom Tov and he uses the time wisely. He uses the time properly. He learns, he goes to shul, says tehillim, he's mechabed Shabbos, he doesn't waste his time. Then he shows that when he has free time, what does he do with it? He uses it l'shem Hashem during the week. He doesn't have so much free time. He's busy. He has to earn a panasa. He has to be able to have the means to be an elachid. But when he shows us with his free time, what he's mechabed, what he respects, what he does with his time, so that it elevates all the activities that he did during the week. And the Chavos comes over a mashal to a builder. A builder sees a big plot of land. He buys a big plot of land and he hires an architect and he builds houses with the intention of selling the houses and making a profit. And he lays out large amounts of money, large sums of money to build these houses. And he builds the whole plot of land, one house after another after another. And after the whole development is complete and finished, suddenly he loses his mind, goes a little bit sugar, he locks up all the houses and he says, it's all mine, I'm not selling, nobody could come into the houses. So somebody stops him and says, Meshuggah Na'ila, you already wasted all the money. You already put millions of dollars. You put all the money into the houses. If you're going to not let anybody go in here and lock up all the houses, you're going to lose all the money. Since you already put all the work into it already and you laid out all the money, do the right thing. Sell the houses. At least you'll be able to get your money back and earn a profit. Chofetz Chaim says the same is true. A person put all his koyches, works hard during the week. We all get up in the morning, run to the minyan, run to work, run home, and we're busy juggling our schedules. We're all running around during the week. We worked hard during the week. That we did memeila. It comes Shabbos. Instead of sitting on Shabbos and wasting our time and showing that our time is not valuable to us, faket. If we use Shabbos wisely, we go ahead, we learn extra on Shabbos, we spend our time, we cover Shabbos, and we go ahead, we show Hashem, you know, if we had extra time, look what we could do with it. Look how we would grow. Look how close we would become. Look how close we would become to you. B'meila, all the time we spent during the week is now elevated. By using Shabbos properly, all the time we spent during the week is now elevated. We spent the time anyway, let's use the Shabbos properly. Says Chofetz Chaim, Eila Moya De Hashem. What's the side? What's the concept of Moya De Hashem? The Iker is Mikroi Kodesh. There should be days of Kedusha. If we call out days of Kedusha, first we should have to do the proper Kedusha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Uspartan lachem mimochras haShabbos. This parish is the mitzvah of Sfira. Today we don't have the Oimer. We count Sfira's Oimer. Rav Shom Shradron says over a very nice word. What's the poshut meaning of uspartan lachem? Every one of you should count. Every single year is a mitzvah to count. Hayoyim yemechad loimer. All the way until Hayoyim Tisha Rabbayim Yoyim. Until the 49th day. So the Pshama should run a little deeper pshat. He says, sometimes you can see two people counting towards a number, towards a goal. And yet, they're two different purposes. For example, he says, imagine somebody in 49 days has to go to trial, has to go to court. And he's counting every day, today is day one until I go to trial. Today is day two until I go to trial. Today is day three. And then you have somebody else who knows that in 49 days, he's winning a big prize. He's going to get a big award, a big prize in 49 days. And he's counting down the 49 days until he gets the prize. Today is the first day to my prize. It's the second day until I get the prize. The third day, they're both counting. But they're worlds apart. He's counting, dreading the future. And he's counting, anticipating the future. How can you tell? So when you look at the face when they count, you see the reaction. The one who's counting towards the trial, when he counts, he's nervous, he's shaking. He's afraid. And the one who's counting towards the reward, a big smile on his face, and he can't wait to see the anticipation. So the Psholem, that's the Pshat. Start and Lachem. Count for you. There's a big reward coming. There's a big prize coming. At the end of 49 days, there's Kabbalah Satayra. The Torah is coming. We're counting down towards Kabbalah Satayra between Pesach and Shavuos. The Sphere should be Lachem. It should be something you want, something you care about, something you anticipate that you want. And you count Sphere, count with a little excitement, counting towards Kabbalah Satayra. But Ba'ima is Sunday already, so the festivities are in the air. The Ruach of Lag Ba'ima already is in the air. Ba'ima is Matzah Shabbos. Sunday, And we all know that there are 17 days from Magen Omer until Shavuos, 33 till 49 till 50. Toiv is Bigmatria 17. Yud Zayin is Toiv is good. Ein Toiv el Toira. Gemara Dashin is Toiv. Kigakach Toiv Nasati Lachem et Harasi at Hazayvu. Toiv refers to Toira. As preparation for Kabbalah Toira, Bimchazik, the last 17 days between Magen Omer and Shavuos, in learning, preparing for Kabbalah Satayra, the more a person prepares, the more a person shows he wants Kabbalah Satayra, the more he receives, the more he zaycha. Chazal tell us that Kabbalah Satayra is every year. There's a new Kabbalah Satayra for each person every year on Shavuos. The more a person prepares, the more he anticipates, the more excited he is, the more he's zaycha to. So let's be mechazik ourselves, and let's try to learn, and mechazik to learning, and it should be a schus for all of us, and together we should be zaycha, to see Mashiach's again,
Amen. Great stuff.